Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rosalind speaking. Can I have your zip code for your account, please?
85301. What company?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
There's a charge. It went against my account. You know what company they're with?
Yes, ma'am. So we're a third-party call center for over 400 different companies. Can I have your zip code to look up that account to see what it is you purchased?
What can I give you? There was a charge that hit my account on the, and I need to know what it is. If not, I'm getting ready to dispute it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. However, I would need a zip code to even pull up the account to see what it is you purchased.
853.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time understanding you. Your phone is chopping up really badly.
85301.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
First name is Sabrina. Name is Marshall.
Thank you, Ms. Marshall. For security purposes, could I have you verify your full address, please?
570 Beaumont Avenue, Glendale, Arizona. 85301.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Marshall, do you recall making a purchase of the Melody Pods and Melody Watch on the 19th of March for $7.92?
The Melody Pod? Pod? The Watch?
The Pods and the Watch. So it was ear pods and a watch.
Ear
do you recall making this
watch.
Purchase?
No.
Okay, so have you taken a survey recently or recall signing up for a 14-day trial on anything?
Yes, it pulled 26 out of my account. What's the $69.97?
Yes, ma'am, I'm about to explain that to you. So if you signed up for this purchase, this was a 14-day trial. You only paid for shipping and handling at the time of the purchase, and that was the $7.92. Now, if you didn't call back within those 14 days to have it canceled, they bill you the full amount monthly. Let's see.
See that on the survey.
And $59.97. Okay, so the survey should have referred you to our website when you clicked on it. And in that website were the terms and conditions about the 14-day trial.
And took the survey, and they said, took the survey, then you these who could win, and that's what I did.
Well, yes, ma'am, I do apologize. So what I can do is offer you an extension, giving you a full 30 days to try out this product. Would that be okay?
No, not the product.
I'm sorry, Okay, so your phone is chopping up really badly. I'm having a real hard time understanding you.
I never got the problem. I did this. My husband did the survey, and he's been on the iPad, but I didn't get the watch or where the ears are, the earplugs.
Yes, ma'am. So I can have that reshipped to your house at no cost. That'll be no problem. Because it says it was delivered on the 22nd of March. Would you like me to reship this to your house?
Am I charged again?
No, ma'am. You won't be charged again if I reship this to your house.
Oh, man. I don't want to do it now because I didn't know anything about you charging me, nor did it say anything about a trial. So I paid.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I never got. So you charged me $26 for the shipping. I got no instructions about what's going to be done as far as how much time I had to do something, nowhere on the survey, and then I didn't get the product, but I'm still charged almost $70 for a watch and ear pod.
Okay, so I'm going to explain everything detail by detail.
Oh, you don't have to re-explain it. I don't need you to re-explain it.
I'm about to inform you on what you were charged for because you weren't charged $26 for shipping and handling. You were charged $7.92
for
shipping and handling.
Yes, I did. No.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. When I did the survey and I filled it out, they said, give us your card number, and this is what you're going to pay for shipping and handling. So, yes, I did pay for that. I paid shipping and handling $26 and something that hit my account.
Listen to me, okay, because I'm reading the listings of what you paid for right here on my screen. Okay, so the $7.92 was for the shipping and handling. the $18.94, making that total up to $26.92 or whatever you said, that was for the 1-year warranty. Okay, so then after those 14 days, they attempted to bill you the $59.97 and $69.97 for both products. Then that is a monthly subscription. So let's see. You have about 3 or 4 charges on this account because you didn't cancel. So what I can do is offer you an extension, giving you a full 30 days to try this product out and also reship it to your house.
No. No. I don't want anything.
Yes,
false advertising.
Do a 35% discount towards any future
products? No. No. I'm mad because that was
Okay, Ms. Marshall, like I said, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if something's going on with your phone.
I said no. You could restart, order anything, because none of this was explained to me, and I was charged $69.97 and $59.97 for something that wasn't explained to me in getting. That's false advertising. So, no, I don't want you to reach. I don't want you to do anything. I'm just going to have the bank dispute and return the charges. I'm not paying for something I didn't get, and then I don't want to pay for something that it was never explained to me.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Marshall, hold one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what we can do, okay?
No. Don't get your supervisor on the phone. I already know what I'm going to do.
Okay, so I can offer you a refund as long as I speak with my supervisor to make sure that that is okay first. Would you not like that refund?
Will I get refunded on both of them?
Yes, ma'am. So.
Okay.
Would you
That's
like
fine.
Me to speak with my supervisor, or are you just not going to worry about it?
No, if she can do it, then that's fine. If not, the bank is going to handle it.
Okay, allow me 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Marshall. Now, my supervisor permitted me to offer you a 35% refund off of these two charges of $69.97 and $59.97. Will that be okay?
Okay. I don't understand. She's going to do what?
So we can issue you a 35% refund off of both of those charges. So that's $69.97 and $59.97.
So you're going to back 35% of the 69 and 35% of the 59?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay, now usually you're not supposed to do this, Ms. Marshall, but for you I'll make the exception. Can I offer you that 50% refund off of both of those charges?
But Miss, I don't even have the product. I'm not angry at you. I'm just angry the way that whole thing went down.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Period.
Ms. Marshall, that's why I offered to reship that to your house.
Well, how long is that one's going to get to me? You know how long? This has been like 3 weeks now.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not mad at you. I'll handle it on my side with the bank. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Marshall, give me 1 second, okay? Because if you go through the dispute process, they're only going to temporarily credit you until they're done with the investigation. So give me 1 second. If we can provide a refund to you, you'll get that within 24 hours. So just give me 1 second. Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Marshall. Now, it says this package was delivered at your house on March 22nd in your mailbox. But, okay, what I'll do is
in my mailbox.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I would have to speak to my supervisor. So give me just 1 second, Ms. Marshall. Hang with me one moment, okay?